For choosing customer support, my name is Quantica. How can I assist you today?
Well, I just filled out a survey for CVS, and I'm calling the number they told me to call.
Okay, just a second. One second. Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
Say it again.
May I have your zip code?
12306.
12306.
Correct.
And can I have that mailing address for security purposes, please? I'm sorry, your first and last name.
What do you want? I'm sorry.
Your first and last name.
I can't understand.
Your first and last name.
My first and last name.
Yes, ma'am.
I wrote all that down. Mary Valletta. That's V-A-L-L-E-T-T-A.
Okay. And may I ask, what are you calling on the behalf of today? Because I'm not getting you pop up in our system.
Yes.
May I ask, what are you calling on the behalf of today? Because I'm not showing you in our system.
CVS has a survey. I filled it out, and they told me to call this number, which I'm doing.
Okay, just a second. One second. Okay, can I get you to spell that first name for me?
My first and last name?
Yes, very slowly.
Mary Valletta. V-A-L-L-E-T-T-A.
I need you to... Okay, is Mary spelled M-A-R-Y?
Yes.
Okay, now start with the last name.
Valletta. V-A-L-L-E-T-T-A.
Okay. I'm not showing you in our system here.
I just did it. I just put all the information in. All
right. So do you know a Darren? Like, do you have a husband?
Do I have the what?
Do you have a husband that the account could be under?
No.
So you don't know a Darian?
No.
Okay, ma'am. I'm not seeing you pop up in our system anywhere. And how much was the charge, ma'am?
$2.95, I believe.
All right. No, ma'am, I'm not showing you in our system. Are you there, ma'am?
Sorry?
I'm not showing anything for you in our system.
I just wrote it 5 minutes ago.
I don't get anything pop up in your name with using the information that you gave me.
I gave all the information on the, it asked me for my name, my address, what I wanted, and this number to call.
Did you enter your credit card number?
I did not. They didn't ask
okay,
for
so
that.
Okay, so you're not going to pop up in our system, ma'am.
Oh, you want the credit card number? Is that what you want for $2.95?
You have to read the terms and agreements to see what you're getting charged for. We can't take credit card numbers over the phone.
What? How are you supposed to pay for it?
Because you enter it on the website that you've seen it on. You have to click on the link or whatever came to your phone. We can't enter the credit card number in for you.
I don't understand. It just doesn't make any sense. It told me what to do. I did it.
Right, but you have to enter your card number online.
But it doesn't have a space for that.
Well, ma'am, I can't see it and do it for you. Is there any way you can take your time and look through it? Because that's the only way you can proceed with this, is entering that card number.
Where do I do that on the computer?
You can do it from your phone or your computer, ma'am. Whichever way the link was sent to you.
It doesn't say anything about that.
Okay, ma'am. How did you see the survey?
It's on my iPad.
Okay, ma'am. You'll have to click on the link to proceed and enter your information.
I already did that.
Okay. It does ask you for a card number, ma'am. I can't insert that in for you.
Okay, it doesn't make any sense, but okay.